Blog Talk Radio.
Where did I come from? 'Cause I'm living life on the dirty side.
everybody. Welcome to a rockin' edition of Bleach Bangs Radio. Special edition on Saturday afternoon here in the States. It's 8 p.m. in the U.K. And that was a little bit of Gypsy Pistoleros, the new one, Dirty Side of Midnight. We got our good friend, our brother in arms, man. Iggy, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, matey, great. Just got back from rehearsal and buzzing. I'm great.
Awesome. First off, we want to congratulate you on an amazing new tune. Great video. If everybody hasn't checked it out, man, I'm posting it all over the place. I know you guys are. Randy is. It's a great tune, man. That's just straight up rock and roll.
That's it. That's what we're about. Just no filled rock and roll, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and that's one thing that you and I talked about, you know, when we get to hang out and stuff is just, you know, no frills, no flash, just, man, just a great rock and roll tune and just down and dirty and sleazy, man. Love it.
That's it. Got to be awesome. Fun, got to make you feel happy. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, so what's new, man? Tell us everything that's going on, man.
Well, basically, I mean, probably a lot of people listening already know off the internet, but I mean, 18 months back, we lost the singer. He decided to walk out prior to the album release and sort of left us screwed up for Rocklahoma 2012. Yeah. We sort of got a guy in at the time, Danny. It was a bit of a rush. It was like damage limitation. Let's get someone in. We had auditions, and he, at the time, was the only one that we could see could possibly do this, learning Spanish. And, you know, at the time, he was doing all this Spanish stuff, and there ain't many people in England that actually can talk Spanish, let alone sing it. But he sort of learnt the stuff, and second rehearsal come, and he memorised all the Spanish parts and stuff. So we sort of took him on, but it was like a damage limitation thing where it was like we needed to get out and let people know that we were still going ahead of this and it weren't going to screw everything up. And we've got an album to promote. I mean,
yeah.
So it was like, but long-term, like, I mean, it weren't long after we'd had Danny, we could see it wasn't going to be a long-term thing. And we was just taking it all day by day, you know, just getting out, doing the gigs we'd got and you know. And finally, it was last year that prior to Rocklahoma, because obviously we pay our flights over and we recuperate the money when we get to the States and that, like, but he basically met a girl, same crap a lot of bands go through, met a girl. She didn't want him to go, and it was like, well, I don't want to do this, dude. I want to be in the band, but I don't want to, you know, go out the country. I'm going to be away for a week. And at that point, it was like, that's it. This is the time to get shut of him. And so that's what happened. Then the guys were out, like, in different clubs, and Jeff was in Wolverhampton, I think it was, like a small rock venue there at someone's birthday party. And Gaz, the Rathchild singer, was at the same party, and they got talking. Like, I'll get a text message from Jeff saying, "Boo, Gaz from Rathchild, like, said, you know, he'll help us out and this, that, and the other. He's interested in giving it a shot." Like, and sort of, you know, a couple of weeks later, I was like to Jeff, you know, "Let's check this out, like, drunk talk, and you know, he means it." They passed numbers over and he got in touch and come down to rehearsal. We run through a couple of new tunes we've been doing, and he was like, "I love it. Yeah, I'll do it." So it sort of all went from there, and he's just put all the excitement back in the band. We're moving quite quick on everything now that we got behind. We're a lot with Danny because we realised pretty fast that we weren't going to be able to write stuff. It was one of those scenarios. It was like, yet live, we can do these shows. I think the last show we did, we played a festival, Hard Rock Hell. I don't know whether you've heard of it in the States.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Buckcherry, they have quite a few American bands on and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that was the last show we'd done with him. And it was like, he was a young lad and he'd got very little experience and it didn't feel right. Bottom line, it didn't feel right. The moment Gaz come to rehearsal, the first rehearsal, it was like, this is what we've needed. And it's, you know, he's a great singer and a far better front person than his singer. So, you know, his vocals are great. So live, it's you know, people are going to love it. So So that's back
yeah,
there. Like we've...
He is awesome, man. He has got some pipes on him.
That's it. That's it.
I think you you found the winner on this one.
That's it. I mean, bottom line is, I was never into the Spanish stuff. I mean, you guys know I don't speak no Spanish. I was having to do backing vocals in Spanish, and it wasn't me. I've never understood why an English band would want to sing in Spanish. You might as well sing in German, Austrian, fucking Italian. I never got the crack on it. We're English, you know. Fucking, let's sing stuff that I can understand. I used to get messages on the internet saying, "What does this mean out your song?" And I was like, I ain't got a fucking clue, mate. If you find out, let me know, because I've wondered that for a long time. But, you know, at least now I can understand, guys, and it's like, you know. And it's what I'm about, rock and roll. It's just, you know, no frills, fun rock and roll, you know, have a good time. It's you know, that's all we're about. Just, well, you know that from rock and roll.
Absolutely.
We're all about having a good time, and...
Absolutely, and you know, and I did kind of wonder that too, man. I mean, I thought a lot of the tunes were catchy, you know, but I felt kind of the same way. Like, you know, my first, that was one of my first thoughts. Like, when I first met you guys and I knew you guys and I knew you were from England and the UK, and I was like, oh, they're not even, you know, like, there's nobody Spanish in the band, you know. I was kind of confused at first, but like, you know, some of the songs were catchy and whatnot, and. You know, of course, you know, you playing guitar on anything is going to be pretty spot on, if you ask me, and that's my humble opinion. But, so, you know, so taking a departure from that now, you know, and this song, Dirty Side of Midnight, is this what we can expect from you guys?
Oh,
going
yeah.
On?
Big melodies and catchy up lines. With Dirty, you know my guitar, it's very dirty, bit of edge of punk in there, very, you know, I'm influenced from everyone, from the Dolls to Crew to, you know, all stuff. And it's just, it's got that dirty sound. And with Gaz's vocals, he's got, like, you know, my ideal type of vocals for bands, which he's got that sleazy sound to him. And that, you know, as much as we ain't aiming to be a glam band, he's got that street edge to his voice, which I love.
Yeah.
You know, I'm writing stuff and he sings, like, Jeff's spot on for melodies. He's got fucking bigger ears and a rabbit, like, he can hear a melody a mile away. So I'm writing riffs and Jeff's like, oh, melody, this is going to work. And then Gaff starts singing it and it just lifts it all and it's like, yeah, this is what's going on in my head, like. And so, yeah, we couldn't have asked for anyone better. And I'm no teenager, like, and this is the singer I've always wanted. In all the bands I've played in over the years and stuff, it's given me a lease of life. I'm like, fucking yeah. Pity took me this long, like, but yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Hey, what do they say? What's that saying? The good things come to those who wait, huh?
That's it. And I could never give this up. Like, I mean, there's been a lot of ups and downs with the bands, and you know, and you know, Lee. I've got no disagreements with Lee or anything. He's Lee's Lee, like. But, you know, I was always left to rehearse these new members up, like, and we started, you know, when you start having more members than Deep Purple, and we've sort of only been about 5 years, you start to think, fucking hell. Yeah, so it's, you know, I think I know every musician, not just off Facebook. I think it's because they've all been through the band at some point, and Lee shot them and got rid of them, and it's, you know, so it got a bit sore with me that I was left to rehearse, you know, get on with these guys, sort it all out, and he'd come in and do the singing after we was all rehearsed up. And, you know, you put up with that to a certain amount of time, and you know, I sort of got bored of all the hassle. But, you know, like I said, I've got no issues if anyone's listening with Lee at all. And he knows that, like, we have spoke. We've just got different, you know, different roads we want to follow.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You know, one thing that I've noticed, and this has been in the last few years with some favorite bands of mine that have parted ways, or, you know, certain members have parted ways, you know, and Pistoleros included, you know, Pretty Little Suicide, you know, there's you know, there's always more than one, you know, side to each story. And when it comes right down to it, it's between the band. It's really... I mean, we're all concerned, obviously. We're like, you know, this is one of our favorite bands, and we love these guys and stuff like that. We you know, we've developed friendships with you guys, and And so it kind of hurts us, but I know it's more of a – it's really none of our business when it comes down to what's really going on and, you know, I mean –
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
you know,
I mean it's I hear what you're saying in that, and I don't like putting friends and people who like the band into the politics
exactly.
within a band. So, it's,
yeah.
you know, if musical differences, I think that's the term they use, and that's what happened. But,
well,
you know, like I say.
Yeah,
like,
no, I have to agree with you. You were always very you handled everything really cool is what I'm trying to say, and you didn't
yeah.
you know you didn't put the fans in the middle of it and stuff like that. So you know, kudos to you for that, man.
That's it. No, not at all. I mean, I've got no, you know, people. I have messages on Facebook and people are saying, look, Iggs, I really like you, but you know, I do speak to Lee. Is that all right? And I'm like, why wouldn't it be? You know, it's not about choosing. I'd never want anyone to choose between me and Lee or any of the other ex-members or whatever. It's not about that, you know, at all. And I wouldn't want anyone to do that, you know. I respect what Lee wants to do as much as anyone else does. It's you know, but I also, you know, need to feel happy within a band myself. And you know, I can truthfully say, I mean, we're writing song. We've just done another song today, you know, 5 hours in rehearsal. We've come up with a cracking song. And it's Gaz is, you know, Kenny and Jeff are great. Like, I mean, we're like brothers. And I just sort of, you know, after years of arguing, me and Lee had a lot of egg clashes. We sort of had a lot of disagreements people didn't know about. And it's, you know, it was all musical. It was, you know, we've got different influences and different ideas of what the band wanted or should be like. But I mean, Jeff and Kenny have always been like quite close and very much on the same wavelength as me. And when we had Gaz, it was just like the icing on the cake. It was, you know, I'm glad it took us this long to get him because he's put that much energy back in, not just with his vocals, but his enthusiasm. Me, Kenny and Jeff was always like, yeah, we want to do albums, but we want to get out and gig. That is our love. Being out there
yeah.
and, you know, wherever. And
you bet.
Gaz is like, you know, that was part of the reason I think with his departure from Wrathchild is I mean, I've known Wrathchild years and years, like, and I think he wanted more than just playing 5 or 6 shows a year.
Yeah.
So it was like, which is great for us, like, I mean, I'm sorting shows at the moment. I'm trying to sort out shows in the States, Sweden, and get us back out. So we're going out, not just playing one-off shows here, we're going out and doing a, you know, small run of tours. But, you know.
Oh, awesome. Well, that was actually, you know, it's kind of leading up to my next question. I was going to talk to you about shows and tours and maybe hopefully getting back over here to the States, because I know you got a lot of friends and family over here that are looking forward
yep.
to seeing you guys.
Yeah, we love the States. We always say we like the States because of our friends. It's the lights, the sunshine we like. No, I'm joking. It is our friend. But, no, we will be back at be back over this year and early this year. I'm sort of trying to sort stuff at the moment, but we couldn't have done it last year and I'm glad, you know, at the time I wasn't, but I'm glad Danny backed out of Rocklahoma because it wouldn't have been right to do it with him. And as much,
right.
as, much as he's a nice guy and, you know, it just wasn't right. And I knew that when we was rehearsing and the shows, we'd done some shows we love out with him. And it was like, you know, he was more interested in wanting to go back home than, you know, what was going on when we were out playing. And I just thought, well, you know, if someone's art playing in it, you know, it ain't going to work.
Yeah. No,
Gaz is like, come on, Iggs, get us some shows, sort us this, or, you know, which I'm doing, like, but I mean, he's that eager. The fire's in him, like, and it's sort of raised everyone else's enthusiasm. It's
that's good.
We're a different band to what you've seen before. That's all I can
that's
say.
Good,
like in, and it's all good. Not like we,
well,
you know, it's in a good way.
Yeah. No. And you know what? And it's funny. You know, people that really have their ears, you know, pinned back and tuned into, you know, to the music and to the music scene and whatnot. I mean, just going off this song, you know, Dirty Side of Midnight, you can tell the energy, you know, you can tell the fire is burning, you know, probably stronger than ever. You hear it, man, you know, I mean, and I think everybody's going to be in for a one hell of a treat when we get to see you guys, man.
Yeah. And it'll definitely be, we definitely will be in the States this year. I can, you know, I can promise you that much. We will be in the States. You know, people don't understand, like, I talk to people from the States probably more so than anywhere else in the world. We have built up a lot of people that I'm friends with, personal friends, and people I ain't met, but I'm still, you know, over the years, built up a friendship with. And they don't, you know, I can get someone from San Antonio saying, Iggs, you're going to come and play here when you come over. And then I get someone from New York. They don't understand the logistics. And
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like England,
yeah.
But, you know. When we was in the States playing, it was like, it got to the stage, it was like, oh, the road, it's only 7 hours drive. Well, England, you can do the length of England in that. When we're in England, it's like, fucking hell, we've got to go to Scotland. That's a fucking heck of a drive. But the difference, you know, when we played at the Whisker, I think in 2008, and then we got a show 2 days later in Dallas, it was like 25 hours drive. You know, that's unheard of. Well, I could drive to fucking, you know, the other side of Austria in that time from here. People don't understand the logistical thing that you have to work with and make it. You know, we've taken it to like £3,000 or £4,000 before we've played one show in the States on the flights. And people don't understand that, you know, they want, yeah, you know, I can understand it because I've done it myself years back with bands when I thought, that band never comes and plays here. But they don't understand it has to be done logistically right to make it work. Otherwise, you know, we'd be, you know, we just couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, I mean it's hard for a band that you know that is from the States to tour the States and do it correctly. So I mean, and people do need to understand, you know, a band coming, you know, from across the pond, you know, that's extra expenses and it's a lot different. So I mean, yeah, there's some people that just don't really fully understand, you know, how far of a drive it is from Dallas, you know, to Louisiana. You know, I mean it's a long trip.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, quick question. We're talking about. Go ahead.
Go on.
I was just going to say. So, you know, you're definitely going to be over here in the States. Is there any chance that we might be seeing the Pistoleros back at Rocklahoma?
We're very open to that. I can't say a lot more. we want to be there, basically. You know, I get all these messages, and it's like, you know, I have to say to people, I don't own the festival, you know.
Right.
If I owned the festival, we'd be on, you know. Mark and Dave, you know, have always been great help. Mark Musler and Dave, Gink, like, they've been great, like, and I spoke to Dave recently. The people run AEG down and Joe Litvig and that, and the festival had to go somewhere. It couldn't stop. As, I mean, 2007 was great, like 2008 was great, but as stuff progress, you know, it has to move on and it can't, you know, people ain't going to spend a fortune on tickets to see the same bands every year and, you know what I mean? I mean, it has to go somewhere and the turnouts have been great, like, I mean, I've not been there since 2011 when I come over, like, and it was a great turnout. A lot of people run it down on the bands that run and that, but I enjoyed it, I loved it, like, but
yeah.
I love the festival. I mean, I've played a lot of festivals, been to a lot of festivals, but I don't know, there's something, we built up something special at Rocklahoma, I think, and it'll happen again, I can say that, you know, I do know that from Dave, and he's, you know, whether it's this year, I don't know, I can't answer that, I'd like it to be,
it'll
definitely be next year, but if we ain't on the bill this year, They ain't going to keep me away from it anyhow. I mean, I have been invited over to come over if we ain't on the bill anyhow. And I've been told I'll be looked after, so well, I'll be there anyhow. Someone's got to drink the booze. I've heard they've got too much left over after we ain't been there.
Well, that's one of the cool things about Rocklahoma, and I'm sure it goes for a lot of festivals, but I can speak definitely on Rocklahoma. You know, because we've actually, you know, been with bands and hung out with bands that weren't on the bill, you know, originally. But somehow, some way, you know, day two, they're playing inside, you know. Because they were playing out of, say, Camp Yeager. They were playing out in the campground somewhere, and somebody heard them, and they said, "Hey, why don't you come in tomorrow and play my stage?" You know, so you know, it's always a fun party atmosphere with good friends and good drinks.
I loved it. I think the first year, 2007, was great, but I've always enjoyed the sort of, I love the playing, and I'm lost in what I do, and we've always had a great reception there, you know that. But I think the best part is the actual people we know there and got to know, and everything that goes around it, like, you know, they always used to ask us at Rock, you know, when we was talking about being on Rocklahoma, and we were sorting it, getting it all arranged with Dave and that. Are you going to be there the weekend? We go, fucking course we am. You won't get rid of us, but we're going to be. And I think AEG couldn't understand us for that, because all the bands would fly in and fly out. And he was like, I don't understand that. We always kept it open and never, you know, and made sure he was there the whole weekend. Because it's the old vibe, everyone there. It's just a big party, isn't it? I mean, you know that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I just want to jump back over to the writing and recording. Where are you guys, how far are you along, do you think you guys are on this album?
The album, we're planning to have it out by the beginning of May. It was, or maybe, or is coinciding with Rocklahoma. I mean, I can't say too much at the moment, but we are planning to have it out in May. But people forget again, you know, that they're like, where's the album, Iggs? We want the album. Love the song. Where's the album? We're signed to a record label, and there's a lot of channels. Everything has to go through. We can't just record an album and say, here it is. There's that many things that a lot of people don't. I know you guys probably understand, but a lot of people don't understand. The average person is like, they think you record an album and it's sort of out the following week. It's just there's that much that has to be done legally and respectively with the record company and stuff like that. It just sort of delays stuff, but it will be out. I can promise that, like, you know, the first song off it, to me personally, we like playing it, but I think there's a far better stuff on the album, and it is all big hooks, and it's just a fun album.
Boy, he's got me hooked already, man. It just gets better and better.
The videos probably won't be, you know, all filmed in a strip club, even though I'd be quite happy to do that, but I think it'd get a bit boring.
I don't know. We can try it, see if we get bored.
I don't know, man.
You know, like 14 songs filmed in a strip club, yeah.
It doesn't have to be the same one, you know, because I wouldn't get bored, you know, different trip clubs.
Fair play to Legs 11, though. Like, the director and, like, chap over it, Roberto Catalin, he'd give us the place for nothing. Like, you know, you'd pay a fortune to rent a place like that, and he just openly let us have the place, the run of the place. And,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
It was more fun than recording the song, put it like that.
I bet. Man, that's such good news, man. Or, you know, because I'm definitely looking forward to the, you know, the new album, and obviously looking forward to seeing you guys, because I haven't seen, you know, you since 2011 either. I didn't go to Rocklahoma this last year either. I was basically, man, Pistolero's aren't going to be there. I'm not going there, man. Iggy's not going to be there. Forget it.
Whatever happens this year, I'm going to come over. I know too many people, like, you know, I'm not a computer fan, and I've got a computer to talk to friends, and I want to go and see all my friends. You know, if they ain't going to let me play, then I'm going to go drinking with them. They ain't going to get rid of me like that.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, and I don't know. If a lot of people listening, you know, got a chance to see, you know, you guys in 2011, you know, so I'll just take, you know, with me aside, you know, I saw, you know, what I saw from you and Jeff and Kenny that year, is, you know, you guys are phenomenal musicians. And when I saw, you know, Jeff, man, I was actually in awe, you know, and I spoke to him, you know, on the side of the stage there, you know, after the show, and he's an amazing drummer, man. I mean, I can't put into words, like, I don't have, you know, like the big rich vocabulary right now, except just, you know, but I basically told him, you know, you're like one of the best drummers I've ever seen. You just held everything together perfectly. So, you three are a great lineup, and adding Gas to the mix is just, you know, it's musical.
Awesome. I mean, the thing with Gaz is his drive, and you know, he's like constant on, like, his drive is phenomenal. It's sort of, I haven't lost interest in music, but the ups and downs I've had with the band over the years and the people that's come and gone, you know, it was always like, when was with Lee? It was quite a strange thing. When was with Lee? He'd only come, we block rehearsed. We've got our own rehearsal studio. Every weekend, it's like Saturday, Sunday, all day we rehearse. And Lee had come on the Saturday and wouldn't come on the Sunday. And, you know, there was issues before he left. I mean, it got to the fact, me, Jeff and Kenny was enjoying rehearsals of a Sunday and of a Saturday. It was like sad face time, it weren't. And if that's like that with, you know, that you're enjoying it away from your full band and, you know, something has to give. And it was a bit of a godsend that he decided he wanted to go, because it was it had just got really awkward. That's the word. It was awkward in the rehearsal room. But you know, I wish he'd have waited till after Rock or Roman. You know, I'd booked my flights and everything, which cost me a fortune, and you know, it didn't happen. You know, we had 2 weeks to find a singer, to learn a set, and you know, people on the internet don't understand. They're like, "Well, have you got a singer?" I'm like, "It's." Not just getting a singer, it's memorising lyrics, learning someone else's lyrics, learning, you know, it was a major thing. We tried. We rehearsed every bloody day with Danny to try and get, but it weren't going to happen. You know, at some point you have to think, this ain't going to happen. This just ain't going to happen. And then I was the one that had to let AEG know, who was very pissed off at the time. I mean, which fully understandable. You know, they don't get involved in politics of a band. The bottom line is we was booked to play and we weren't coming. So I can understand at the time the bitterness. And I'm in the right now, but, you know, it was they're a, you know, company. And, you know, you don't screw a company over regardless. They ain't interested in the politics, like I said. It was the fact we couldn't be there and, you know. And I felt worse for Dave and Mark, because they've always stuck by us. I mean, without them, we'd have never been on 2007.
Right.
So, you know, I felt like I was letting them down more than AEG, and, you know, it was, you know, what it was, and you know, I was, the day of Rocklahoma that I'd have been flying out, I was gutted, mate. I was like, I really wanted to get shit-faced and just be left alone, and, you know, it was the first year I was going to miss. We'd been on, you know, 5 years in a row, and then it was like, but now with Gaz, I'm so want to get back on that festival. People will see a different band, and you know, AEG's never thought a lot of us because we're not one of their bands. We're an outsider, aren't we? But I think when they see us with Gaz, they might actually like us. That's the difference.
You know, I think their feelings might change a bit too, man. If, you know, I agree with you 100%, man.
But I mean, I'm looking forward to like what's coming ahead with the band and that. Like, we've got one or two things coming ahead, but the main thing is I do want to get back out in the States. I love the States and I love all the people there, like, that I've met.
That's awesome.
It's
man.
We always have a great time out there.
We're looking forward to it, man. And you know, you're taken care of over here as well, man. Well, you know, I think we've pretty much covered everything, man. And it's such a you know, pleasure to get to talk to you again, man. But I just wanted to let everybody know, man. You know, you guys' website, gypsypistoleros.co.uk. Twitter, you can follow them on Twitter.
The Gypsy Pistoleros runs as one thing. That's it. The Gypsy Pistoleros is, you know, don't put the gap in between Gypsy and Pistoleros because it won't come to our website. There's another one out there, but I won't go into that.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and I think if you know what you're looking for, you'll find the right one. You can also follow them on Twitter at Pistoleros Gypsy, Facebook Gypsy Pistoleros, no space. And if you have trouble finding it, find get on me and Randy's page, man. Get on Iggy's page, you find it. We always put it out there. I guess that's about it, man. We got a lot covered, and I think things are going to be looking up for you guys this year, man, for sure.
Yep, I hope so. Now they have.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'll see
everyone in May anyhow. I can say that much. Whether I've got the guitar with me or not, I will see them in May. So,
hey, bring the rest of the boys too, man.
That's it. They want to yeah. worry more. If I ain't got my guitar, I'll be drinking a lot more.
I tell you what, man.
People with major hangovers when I come over if I ain't playing.
I tell you what, you guys bring the instruments. We'll provide the liquor and the stage, and we'll put you up anywhere.
That's it. We'll hire a lorry or something, and we'll play outside the grounds if they don't want us.
Right on.
Absolutely. Man, it's been good to talk to you again, brother. And just say hi to everybody else for us, man. Jeff, Kenny, Gaz.
I will do. I dare say they'll phone me when I get off the phone to you guys saying, Iggs, you forgot to say this. You forgot to say that. I'll get all the headache after.
You know what? Hey, Iggs, can you hang on for 1 second? We got a caller. I think somebody might want to talk to you real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
Hang on 1 second. Hey, you're on Bleach Bays Radio. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Mike from Three Parts Dead, formerly Pretty Little Suicide. Iggy, how the fuck you doing?
How you doing, matey?
Doing good, man.
All right, good. Very good.
We still
got to get this tour together, matey.
Yeah, we got to make that happen.
That's it, definitely. I'm more happy to do that now in the situation we're in. So, yeah.
we were chatting about it briefly on the old Facebook the other day. We definitely got to make that happen.
Absolutely.
That'd be cool. That would kick so much ass.
That would be rad.
No, I would love that. For sure.
I've given up drinking, by the way.
What?
I only drink soda water now.
I'm a good
I don't think anybody bought that.
God, I couldn't give up. I'll give the band up before drinking. No, no.
I don't think anybody.
Gaz and Kenny will be listening. No, I won't.
Cool, man.
Dude, I got to say, the new stuff is great.
Yeah, it's fun. The fun element's back in the band. And it's my idea of what the Gypsy Pistoleros should have been like when I was playing Spanish stuff that I couldn't play. I ain't no flamenco guitarist. I think I mutilated all the ideas of flamenco with my playing. It was like putting some, Spanish player into a blender. Like, I think I totally ruined their idea of a Spanish riff.
Well, I think you held your own, man.
Where you are today, so all good.
Yeah. Right on. What's up, Mike?
What's up?
I just said, what's up, brother?
Oh, not much, man. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing good, man. Just doing this little afternoon special edition with Iggy.
Yeah, no, I was listening in and figured I hadn't talked to Iggy since 2011, so.
That's it.
Give him a call while he's on the line.
You should call me more. You don't need a radio station to speak to me. Call me.
I need to remedy this. And I get to speak to Charlie and Randy and everyone too. So this is
right on.
I think the good guys.
Regular old phone party here.
Yeah, this will be a fun. This will be a fun reunion if we can get us all four together again.
Oh God, oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be awesome?
That's it. Yeah. Miami. We'll be kicked out of your country. But after the shows, we do tend to sort of we still drink, but we sort of watch what we're doing now before the first song. Then after the first song, we get drunk.
Yeah, my liver just did a backflip thinking about all four of us together again.
I sold mine. I ain't got one. I've got an electronic liver.
Oh, man. Well, hey, man, I hate to do this, man, but I think it's about that time. We're going to cut things short.
No problem.
And, what's that?
No probs. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I just, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we got all that info out to everybody. And you know what, man, Iggy, if you want, I would love to have you come back on and talk to us maybe right around the album release time. Does that sound cool?
I'd love to, Mike. Love to. I love you guys. Okay. Anyhow, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can come.
I'll get the rest of the band around my place, like, and all in the same room, and we can pass the phone around, and then they won't be able to bitch at me if I've missed anything out.
Right. So, man, you guys, you know, you're more than welcome to come back on any time. It doesn't even have to be anything special, you know, no news or anything like that. You can come on a bullshit with us. Mike does all the time.
I'm good at that.
No problem. We'll definitely be back on. And like I said, I'll make sure Gaz is here and Jeff and Kenny. And you can
awesome,
have a
man.
Chat with Gaz, like, and, you know,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
Definitely, man. Well, cheers, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And we're looking forward to talking to you and hearing from you guys real soon, man.
Rightio, matey. We'll talk soon.
All right,
I'll see you in May anyhow if you're there at the big
R. Yeah, absolutely. You take care, brother.
And you, matey. You take care. Bye.
See you later,
man.
Take it easy. Take
care. All right, man. Awesome to have you back on with us. And then our good friend Mike joined us, too. What's up, Mike?
Not too much. Just enjoying a lazy Saturday and, you know,
wanted
to say hi.
I was here, Mike. We could go out on a bender now, couldn't we, and get really fucking hammered. But hey-ho.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, guys, I'm really pushing for time here because I've got a date with my lady. So I gotta flick it. I gotta go get all cleaned up and head out on the town with the missus, man.
All right, brother. Well, good luck with that.
Have a good night. I'm packing on my own, just abusing bunker. But have a good
awesome,
night.
Man. Hey, you too. I'm gonna play us out, man, with that Dirty Side of Midnight. So everybody, take care, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Keep rocking and keep banging those ugly friends. Cheers.
Rock and roll, y'all.
Apparently, I forgot to get back. Hey.